I'm Mark Golub, and in the news, the ongoing controversy inside the Conference of Presidents over the election of its next chairperson and the way the issue is being framed around a controversial personality on the American Jewish scene, Mort Klein, the president of ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America. To recap the situation, the Conference of Presidents of major American Jewish organizations is an umbrella organization of more than 50 of the most significant American Jewish organizations. Organizations like ADL, the American Jewish Committee, AIPAC, the URJ, Hadassah, Amenu, Hillel, the National Council of Jewish Women, all the major organizations of Jewish life. And the idea is the conference in some way speaks for American Jewry. Now that's a gross overstatement. The conference is not a deliberative body whose members get together on a regular basis to formulate policy for American Jewry. But the conference is the Jewish organization which American administrations look to when they want a sense of Jewish opinion on a sensitive matter, most always dealing with foreign policy and the state of Israel. And many members of the conference have traveled together to meet top administration leaders, even the President of the United States, at the White House. Moreover, under the outstanding leadership of Malcolm Hoenlein, who served for more than 30 years as the professional executive vice chairman of the conference, the Conference of Presidents has helped other Jewish communities around the world when they face crises of their own. And of course, the conference has a very close relationship with every Israeli prime minister and members of the Knesset. And if AIPAC is the most visible and strongest Jewish advocate when it comes to foreign policy, the Conference of Presidents is generally regarded as number two. So that's what the Conference of Presidents is, what it does. So where's the controversy, which Jonathan Tobin described in his piece in commentary as a Donnybrook that puts the future of the organization in jeopardy? Well, it has to do with this election of the incoming chairperson, Diane Loeb, a former president of HIAS. Every 2 years, the conference elects one of its members to serve as chairperson for a two-year term. Normally, a small nominating committee meets with the candidates for the position and issues a unanimous recommendation to the conference as a whole. And that recommended person is routinely ratified unanimously by the conference membership. But not this time. Neither the nominating committee nor the conference membership as a whole were unanimous in the selection of Diane Loeb. And her election is at the heart of the controversy. Which brings us to Mort Klein, who's been in the lead in protesting Ms. Loeb's election. This has generated a fight between ZOA, a right-leaning Jewish organization, and HIAS, a left-leaning Jewish organization, each arguing the other should be thrown out of the conference. In addition, Rabbi Rick Jacobs, head of the Union for Reform Judaism, has charged Mort Klein with racism over Klein's criticisms of Black Lives Matter for its being anti-Semitic. And Rick Jacobs also wants ZOA kicked out of the president's conference. So Mort Klein is in the center of two firestorms. And we thought you should hear from Mort Klein himself and let him explain why is he publicly against the election of Diane Loeb, and to give him a chance to answer the charge of his being a racist. Now, before we introduce more to you, you should also know that we invited Diane Loeb to be on JBS. In fact, we told Hyas we would welcome anyone they chose to be on JBS. Hyas has declined. We also invited Rick Jacobs to be on JBS, and his office declined. But you should know that they both were each invited. And please know that while I have never met Diane Loeb, I am friends with virtually all the players who are now going at each other. I like them all. And yet I feel that on various issues, one may be right and one may be wrong. And with that said, I am always happy to welcome back to JBS the tireless and outspoken president of the Zionist Organization of America, Mort Klein. Mort, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Mark, for inviting me. I really wish that Rick Jacobs or Diane Loeb would have been here with me so we can discuss the issues together. I understand you even invited Rick Jacobs, the head of the reform movement, to be on your show alone to discuss the issues, and he refused. And they refused, I believe, because the charges they made are absolutely absurd. It's totally ridiculous. They just lied and lied, unfortunately. Okay. But I'm happy
Yes. By the way, it's interesting. I didn't expect to start this way, but I want you to speak to this. It's so interesting, Mort. The charge against you often is not that people disagree with you in substance. They disagree with you in form, in style. And the example given is sort of what you just said. It's one thing for you to say, you know, Mark, it would have been nice to have Rick Jacobs and Diane on with me. It would be nice if they agreed to be on, even if I were not on with them. And then you say the reason they're not here is they are lying. Now, the word lie is a very charged word. And you're often accused of sort of crossing a line of respect within the Jewish community, within the conference. And that when people are critical of you, they cite that type of language as the problem. What would you say to them?
Look, when Rick Jacobs, the head of the reform movement, who's a friend of mine, I met with him privately, I met with him at events, he hasn't called me. When he says that because of what I said about the group Black Lives Matter, I am a racist, that is a total lie. Black Lives Matter... in their platform as a group. This is not about blacks per se. I never criticized blacks as a group of people. I said that group, Black Lives Matter, has publicly stated that Israel is committing genocide against Arabs, even though the Arab population there in the last 7 years has gone from 200,000 to 2 million. That's hardly a genocide program. Called Israel an apartheid state, another lie. They support boycotting, divesting, and sanctioning Israel. Does Black Lives Matter, the group? They say Israel has stolen Palestinian land. They blame Israel for training police in America to target and murder blacks, a ridiculous lie. They say Zionism at its core is white supremacy. And I can go on and on.
It's interesting. You've been charged with being a racist and an Islamophobe. Again, because of your criticism of Black Lives Matter. And Mort, I want to read a section of the manifesto published online by M4BL, the Movement for Black Lives. And I want to show the audience how it describes the state of Israel. And look, our viewers can decide if it vilifies Israel or not. The manifesto reads in part, in its alliance with Israel, the United States is, quote, complicit in the genocide taking place against the Palestinian people. So there is the charge of genocide. It goes on to say, Israel is an apartheid state, with over 50 laws on the books that sanctioned discrimination against the Palestinian people. Palestinian homes and land are routinely bulldozed to make way for illegal Israeli settlements. By the way, there are times when Israel does bulldoze Palestinian homes. It has not done it in a long, long time for anything having to do with Israeli settlements, legal or illegal. But that's the charge by M4BL. It goes on to say, Israeli soldiers also regularly arrest and detain Palestinians as young as 4 years old without due process. Every day, Palestinians are forced to walk through military checkpoints along the U.S.-funded apartheid wall. Again, a charge of apartheid. Now, I read this to you because you've heard Mort Klein is being blamed, called a racist and an Islamophobe, because he is upset that Black Lives Matter has in its platform, it is committed to programs that are clearly anti-Israel. So, Mort, I come back to you. Why would anyone argue with you over your criticism of Black Lives Matter when it is patently clear that as an organization, as a movement, it has been against Israel, critical of Israel, for a long, long time?
Well, it's really ludicrous for Rick Jacobs of the Reform Movement, for Amenu, for National Council of Jewish Women, to attack me as racist for simply telling the truth about Black Lives Matter. Exposing the anti-Semitic platform of Black Lives Matter is not racist. It's not attacking the black people. It's just like if attacking Antifa, a white group, wouldn't be anti-white. It would be attacking the white group. And I became concerned that Black Lives Matter is becoming very visible recently, credible and legitimate, and raising huge amounts of funds. And I was very worried as soon as they turned their attention to Israel and Jews, they would do this with increased credibility. So I wanted to expose the fact, don't listen to these people when it comes to Israel. They're simply haters. They've been so for a very, very long time. And in fact, there have been several articles written about Black Lives Matter leading riots in Los Angeles, destroying 75% of Jewish stores, defacing and damaging synagogues with the slogans painted on the synagogues, Free Palestine, Kill the Jews, F Israel. And for Rick Jacobs and Amenu and the conservative movement and others to defend Black Lives Matter is astonishing. I'm simply exposing their platform. That's why Alan Dershowitz has called them anti-Semitic, Melanie Phillips, Caroline Glick, and many, many others. They're attacking me, I believe, because they don't like my political stances in general.
Okay. So explain why you oppose the selection of Diane Loeb as the next chair of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations.
Well, it's remarkable. There was a vote. It's always unanimous because she runs without opposition. And she only, out of 53 Jewish groups in the conference, she only got 30 votes. She needed 27. She almost didn't make it. So only 30 organizations out of 53 voted for her. And why? Because Hayas is no longer, as they used to be, a Jewish group. They brought my parents and me to America. I'm a child of Holocaust survivors. They brought me to America, got a room for us. They were wonderful. But in the last number of years, they simply resettled non-Jews to America, largely Muslims, who ADL says are between 80 and 90% anti-Semitic based on ADL's own surveys of Muslims in the Middle East. The Conference of Presidents' mission is to advance the interests of the American Jewish community, endanger Jewish communities, fight anti-Semitism, combat terrorism, safeguard American Jewish institutions. Hayas does none of these things. In fact, they bring to America Jew haters. They endanger us by bringing anti-Semitic Muslims to America.
How do you know that the people that Caius brings in, although, again, they're not bringing Jews in anymore. They have nothing to do, basically, with Jews. And that's your point. But when you make a sweeping statement that they bring in Jew haters, or on what basis do you say that, Mort?
I base this on the fact that ADL has done surveys of these Muslims in the Middle East, and they found ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, that 74% to 93% of the Muslims from the Middle East that are resettled here by Hayas are anti-Semitic, and they're not vetted. James Comey and James Clapper have publicly said we can't vet these Muslims because all the records have been destroyed in Iraq and Syria and Libya and elsewhere. So I'm basing this on what ADL has said themselves. And we don't need any more Jew haters in America. This has nothing to do with Muslims per se. I wouldn't care if they're bringing Hindus and Buddhists to America. They're not Jew haters. I'm worried about them endangering Jews by bringing more people who hate Jewish people. And I'm worried about them when they become citizens, they'll be lobbying against Israel in Congress. In addition, Hayas collaborates, that's their own word, with terrorist-affiliated groups like Islamic Relief USA and CARE, an unindicted co-conspirator in funding Hamas. And publicly, they have their top leaders have signed letters defending Linda Sarsour, defending the female Farrakhan of America.
By the way, explain to our audience who Linda Sarsour is.
She's a very well-known anti-Israel activist from New York. She has publicly praised Razmiya Odeh, a convicted murderer of Jews. She has praised rock throwing as heroic and courageous. In addition, she's called Zionism disgraceful. She praises Farrakhan. And I have condemned her for this. And Hayas, the two top leaders, Mark Hetfield and Rabbi Jenna Rosen, signed a letter with the name Hayas next to them, demanding that Jews stop criticizing her, maligning her, and they said, we want to work alongside Linda Sarsour for a more just and better America. This is astonishing. And they signed this letter with J Street, If Not Now, JVP, very anti-Israel groups, and I condemned them for it. And when I asked Diane Loeb about this, she said she's not aware of this. And they signed it in their own name. Well, the name Hayas is next to it. But she expressed no concern that they should never have signed a letter defending one of the major anti-Semites in America. And Hayas has had receptions for Ilhan Omar, one of the most anti-Semitic members of Congress from Minnesota, said it's an honor to host you, and said she is an inspiration to all refugees. So they promote very antagonistic positions toward Israel, and they don't help Jews in any way, shape, or form. They actually endanger Jews. So they're no longer a Jewish organization. That's why I opposed her, because this woman has been meeting with major officials. She spent her time in the Jewish world figuring out how to resettle Muslims in America and other non-Jews. She has not thought about Israel or Jewish issues as a lay leader in the Jewish community. And so I'm very concerned that she cannot help promote the agenda that the organized Jewish community wants to promote. And that's why they changed their name. They used to be Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. Now their name is Hayas. And they say because Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society no longer represent us because 99% of the people they resettle are non-Jews in America. Less than 1% are Jews. And so this is a person without real knowledge of the Arab-Israeli situation who has worked with terrorist-affiliated groups. Organization is praised among the biggest anti-Semites in America, and they bring many Jew-hating Muslims to the United States of America. She's the wrong person for the job, and that's why I spoke out against, and that's why she only got 30 votes out of 53.
By the way, I've only heard nice things about her personally, even though when I've read about her, again, I have never met her, but I've only heard nice things about her when I talk to other people who do know her. And when I read about her or talk to people about her, they do say there's a problem in that she has no real feel for or knowledge of the general Jewish scene and the Israeli scene. And at the same time, have you spoken to her? Do you have a sense of who she is?
I've spoken to her. She seems very nice, but that, the issue is not niceness. It's not enough to be nice to be the head of a major Jewish organization, especially an organization, by the way, Hayas, who, when a number of congressmen wanted to punish the United Nations for passing UN Resolution 2334 that said everything past the 67 line is Arab territory, Hayas condemned these congressmen for wanting to punish the UN until they eliminate this terrible resolution. And when I spoke to her, my sense was this was not her field. She didn't know very much about the Arab-Israeli conflict, and she didn't have a sense of outrage about the anti-Semites in our midst that are growing, the anti-Semites in Congress. I was very disappointed in speaking with her. Notwithstanding, she seemed very nice.
You know, on the one hand, I'm thinking to myself, all the facts you put out, these are just facts. Hayas is no longer involved in any Jewish activity. They do not self-define themselves as a Jewish organization. It's questionable to me why they still are in the Conference of Presidents of major American Jewish organizations, but they are. And then you say to me, and I talked to Jonathan Tobin about this, no one disputes, as lovely as she might be as a person, she doesn't know the issues intimately. She doesn't have profound relationships to leaders in Israel. She's coming in almost as a novice. And we've read, what I'm about to say is public knowledge, what has happened is the conference has given its current chair another year. Arthur Stark will be chair for a third year. And while that happens, the idea is they're going to get Diane Loeb up to speed so that when she comes in a year from now, she will have more information and knowledge and sense of what's going on. Mort, do you think that's a fair way to solve at least that part of the issue?
Look, that was the concession that the conference made to me and others that, you know, if I stop my campaign, they will not allow her to be chairman for another year. So at least I hope in this year, maybe she'll learn more, because the leaders of the conference have acknowledged themselves to me. She's not that knowledgeable, but they said, don't worry. We will be with her in meetings. We'll be making sure that the right questions are asked. That's not who you want for the chairman of the conference. But yes, I'm hoping in the next year she will learn more. But she has allowed Hayas to file a complaint against ZOA for my campaign, which was simply factual. She's allowed Hayas to sign the letter calling me a bigoted racist, even though all I'm doing is exposing Black Lives Matter as a group's platform. So she's already done hostile, inappropriate things. So I'm losing confidence as to whether she is someone that's worthy of being the chairman of the Conference of Presidents. So far, she's been a disappointment.
All right. And what if someone says to you, okay, Mort, maybe she should never have been chosen. It doesn't sound like she was the right choice. And there are reasons she was chosen internally having to do with who she was running against. But that's a separate issue. But it's a done deal, Mort. And if people say to you, Mort, just leave it alone. She is going to be chair. She's got an extra year to learn. And by the way, this move to throw Hayas out, you need 70% of the conference to throw Hayas out. They need 70% to throw ZOA out. Neither one of you is likely to be thrown out. Why don't you just let it all go? What's your answer?
First of all, you need 80%. You need 70% to have certain sanctions, 80% to be thrown out. I told Hayas I'm going to do nothing further. I made my point. We made our points. Many of us did. And then Hayas filed a complaint against us, demanding sanctions against us because of our campaign exposing the truth about Hayas, working with terrorist-affiliated groups, praising Linda Sarsour and Omar. They filed a complaint, demanded sanctions against us, only because they did. I asked them to withdraw it. They refused. And only then did I file a complaint, a counterclaim. I would never have done it had they not initially and first filed that complaint. They made this happen.
And what's going to happen between you and Rick Jacobs?
I have filed a complaint against Rick Jacobs. He's violated the rights and responsibilities. We're not allowed to call people names that are false. By calling me a racist, by exposing Black Lives Matter as a group, as an anti-Semitic group, is ridiculous. He's going to now have to answer to that. And I'm willing for Rick Jacobs simply apologize publicly that, of course, what he said was absurd. And then I will drop my complaint. I'm happy to work cordially with him for the benefit of Israel and the Jewish people.
That's nice.
What life has been about.
Last question. Mort, you mentioned already, you are a child of Holocaust survivors.
I am.
You've come to the United States. What has been, what was when you were younger, your involvement in civil rights here in the United States?
My father was an Orthodox rabbi. He only worked in very small shtiebels in poverty-stricken neighborhoods. I was raised in all poverty-stricken Black neighborhoods until I was 16. Until I was 16, most of my friends, sometimes all my friends, were Blacks. I went to their houses. I played ball with them. They were my best friends. I'm very comfortable with African Americans. They were my buddies. And when I went to college, I felt, had a special sense about African Americans because of my relationship with them till I was 16. I was involved in sit-ins for Black civil rights and voting rights, rallies I went to all around the country. I went to Mississippi, signing up Blacks to vote. I was arrested by Mississippi police in the 60s. And so a chunk of my life, I went around fighting for Black civil rights and voting rights. It has hurt me and my family so badly for them to call me a racist when I'm really the opposite. My wife has been crying about this, saying, how could they say this about you after everything that you've done for African Americans? To this day, some of my childhood friends are my buddies. I would assume that most of the people in the conference, when they were teenagers and in college, didn't do as much as I did in fighting for Black civil and voting rights. So this is especially hurtful because of my background and everything that I've done. And I really ask Rick Jacobs and Amenu and the conservative movement and Hayas and National Council of Jewish Women to publicly apologize for this ugly falsehood that in any way, shape, or form, I have hostile feelings toward Black people. It's quite the contrary. And I only want strong justice for Blacks. They should be treated equally. I condemn the killing, the two killings that we've now had by police, how horrified I am. I said it publicly in many tweets, in many articles that I've written. And what the Jewish organizational heads have said about me, they should be ashamed of themselves. I'm waiting for an apology because it is not racism to condemn an anti-Semitic group who happens to be Black. I didn't condemn Blacks. I condemn Black Lives Matter as an organization.
Good for you. It is always wonderful to have you on. It's always wonderful to see the work you do. Again, I know there are some people who insist on vilifying you, but I hope people just heard what you said. And you have your position. And even if people have a right to disagree with every single thing, every position you have, they have a right to disagree. They don't have a right to vilify you. And I refuse to participate in that game.
Thank you.
Anybody wants to come on and tell me, you know, what you've said that's wrong, if that's true, they should do it with you on as well. But again, I've invited all the players are welcome anytime. Mort, you continue to do the good fight.
Thank you. And you
will always be welcome here on JBS. Thank you for giving us the time.
Thank you. I wish Rick Jacobs and Diane Loeb would have been here with me. I would love to hear what they've had to say. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Mort Klein, president of ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America. I hope it's helped you just to hear Mort's perspective on some very public and controversial issues. My thanks as always to our director, Sloan Copeland, JBS's managing director, Dara Golub, transmission manager, John McDevitt, and to the producer of In the News, Carol Lilienthal. Until the next time, I'm Mark Golub. Stay safe and be well, my friends.